Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Dwelling Place. I'm your host, Dominique Hutchin, and we are live on Blog Talk Radio. This is our 1,270th episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. If you are listening online and would like to dial in, please dial 319-527-6091. Once again, 319-527-6091. If you have called in via phone and would like to speak with me at any time, have any comments, just want to have a question or anything, just press pound. I'm here. So I'm just so grateful to be back here every other week, you know, just to give the word. I took a break last week. So I just want to thank God, give him all the glory for just allowing another opportunity for me to be here on tonight and for you guys to be here just listening in. So I pray that you are blessed tonight. So like we do any other night, just grab a notebook, a notepad, however you take notes, because we do go over a lot of scripture. And as I always say, it's good for you to know the word for yourself, and God may give you a deeper revelation to teach you to go forward with whatever it is that you are doing or how you should walk in his kingdom. God speaks in mighty, mighty ways and mysterious ways, and we never know how it's coming. So it's good for you to learn the word and seek understanding on your own. So our topic from tonight is titled, "With Wisdom Comes Great Responsibility." And I know a while back, it was sometime this year, I did, I gave the word of just, I believe it was like knowledge is power, something like that. So I would say I guess it could be a follow-up. It's a deeper meaning, a deeper understanding. Knowledge and wisdom are two different things. Knowledge is something that you know, but having wisdom is to implement what you know. So with wisdom comes great responsibility. As we do every Wednesday night whenever we're here, we have a scripture of the night, and our scripture of the night is coming from Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verses 18. And I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible. And it says, "For in much wisdom is much grief, and he who increases knowledge increases sorrow." Once again, it says, "For in much wisdom is much grief, and in he who increases knowledge increases sorrow." That sounds a little disturbing, right? Before we get into the meaning of that scripture, I just want to, you know, just go over who's the author of that scripture, which is King Solomon. He's known as one of the wisest and richest men to ever live. Amen. One of the wisest and richest men to ever live. And as I said before, with wisdom comes great responsibility, and how we use it will determine the motives of our heart. In Proverbs 4:23, Solomon, he writes that all that we do, it flows from our heart. In Matthew 34, it further explains in detail as to what Solomon is saying about all that we do, it flows from our heart. And if you would turn to me, y'all know I get excited. So if I'm going fast, one of my friends listening say, "Dom, slow down." Y'all know I can go fast. I'm just a little excited. That's all I would say. So I'm reading from the King James Version, and it's Matthew 12, verses 34 and 35. Amen. It says, "Brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man out of the good treasures of his heart brings forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasures brings forth evil things. Amen. So meaning that, as I said, like your motives will show. So if you are of evil and you have ill intent and evil intent, it will show by the things that you do. You ever hear someone say, like, I gave my heart to somebody, or they're doing it, they're putting their all and their heart into their craft, whatever that craft may be. So all that you do will flow from your heart. So once you obtain this knowledge, you obtain this wisdom, this understanding, how will you use it? Will you use it for the greater good, or will you use it for your own purposes? Will you use it to manipulate people? Will you use it to gain your own power? And we know that the wisdom, the spiritual wisdom, I'm not talking about wisdom that will come from man. I'm talking about spiritual wisdom that comes from God and only God. What will you do when you obtain that wisdom? How will you use that wisdom? How will you implement that wisdom? Amen. Amen. So, I think it's good for us to understand that all that we do, it flows from the heart. And just to even go deeper into that about the heart, let's be mindful that the heart is deceitful above all things. It's in the book of, it's in the Word. Amen. That's in Proverbs as well. And all that we do from our heart, in our heart is deceitful above all things. But when you become a new creature in Christ and you ask God to change you, all things are made new. Amen. We are a new creature in Christ. So he provides us with a new heart, a new way of thinking, so that now that all that we are doing, everything that flows from it is of good things, because he's a good father. He's a great father. We're doing things, we're desiring to seek him. We're desiring to know more about him so we can tell of his good news. Amen? So with wisdom comes great responsibility. Whew. And as I said, Solomon was one of the wisest kings to ever live. And if you would turn to 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 1 with me, just to get an understanding of King Solomon, how he obtained his wisdom and where it came from and how God blessed him with this. Amen. So King Solomon, he's also the son of King David. So what King David was not able to complete was building the temple, and God did not give that to him. He said, I will give that to your son. Amen. I'm telling you right now, that was powerful. Like, things that your parents weren't able to complete, God will give you power. God will give you wisdom and understanding to complete those things. Things that your mother, your father, your grandparents have fallen short of, God will give you that power to complete it. Maybe your parents have fallen short of giving you Christ, but now you have this wisdom. Now you have this understanding of knowing Christ, and you can give that to your children. Amen. You can give your children, no matter what background you came from, now you're in that. You will complete the things. Each generation is supposed to get better. You will complete the things that your parents, that your ancestors, your grandparents weren't able to complete. If you follow God, if you ask God for that knowledge, if you ask God for that understanding. Whew, y'all know I can get excited. Let me calm down. We're what, 9 minutes in? It's getting hot in here. Okay. All right. I hear some people, I got some text messages that they're saying that the line is full and they can't get in. So if you are calling, if you know anyone who has said that and they called the 323 number, the number to call is 31. I apologize for the mix-up. But the number to call in is 313-527-6091. Once again, 319-527-6091. Amen. And if Brother Rob, if you can update that as well, I don't. If you can send that update out about the change of number. Amen. So you will be able to complete those things. And so Solomon, you know, God has made him king and govern to father, to be a servant, amen, to be a king. So in 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 7, it says, verse 6, we'll start from, Solomon answered, "You have shown great kindness to your servant, my father David, because he was faithful to you and righteous and upright in heart. You have continued this kindness to him and have given him a son to sit on his throne this very day." Verse 7 says, "Now, Lord, my God, you have made your servant king in place of my father David. But I am only a little child and do not know how to carry out my duty. Your servant is here among the people you have chosen, a great people, too numerous to count or to number. So give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong. For who is able to govern this great people of yours?" Let's just stop right there. So Solomon, he's like, "Lord, you have blessed me with this great position. I'm just but a kid, just a small child, whether that's in age or in mind." And he said, "Since you have governed me, you have appointed me to govern over these people. These are your people. You have governed me to do this. So give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong." Something that President, we're not going to go there tonight, but that he should have asked when he's in front of a great people, people of God, that he's serving this country. Many things will arise. You have to know. You will be in positions where you will need wisdom. You will be dealing with people who come from different backgrounds from you. And you may not know how to service them. You may not know how to even speak to them. But in those positions, being placed in a high position such as that, wherever you are, you have to have, you ask God for that wisdom, that understanding, no matter how young you may think you are, no matter if God has put you in a position where you feel as though you're not even qualified for it. He will make you qualify. He will open your eyes. He will give you things. Amen. Amen. So he said, help me to deal with these people. And that's something that I've asked of the Lord, like just even in the position that I do, even in the line of work that I do, just working with different families and, as I said, different backgrounds, trauma issues that occur. I ask the Lord to just give me that understanding to service those people in my community. Amen. They may look like me. They may not look like me. And things happen in the line of work that I do, things happen so quickly. It's not an A and B answer. Things have to be analyzed. I have to think quick on my toes. I may put out a schedule and set a schedule in the morning or the night before, but it may not go as planned because of things may happen like that. Not we have to act quickly. Amen. So I ask God to give me that discernment, how to, and even with my neighbor, amen, even how to deal with people of your neighbor, even people such as your neighbors, how to deal with them. You want to be wise in that area. So since David asked that of the Lord, we're going to read, go down to verse 10. It says, "The Lord was pleased that Solomon had asked for this. So God said to him, since you have asked for this and not for life, not for long life or wealth yourself, for yourself, excuse me, nor have asked for the death of your enemies for discernment and administering justice. I will do what you have asked. I will give you a wise and discerning heart, so that there will never have been anyone like you, nor will there ever be. Amen. That's, remember when I said that in the beginning, that he's one of the wisest and richest kings. Amen. Moreover, I will give you what you have not asked for, both wealth and honor, so that in your lifetime you will have no equal among kings. And if you walk in obedience, to me and keep my decrees and commands as David your father did, I will give you long life. Then Solomon awoke, and he realized it had been a dream. Amen? Amen. This, and he woke up and realized it's been a dream. That's another thing about wisdom and acquiring wisdom from God. God will reveal things to you in dreams. Whatever your gift is, in dreams or through people, and how he will lead you and what he wants you to do. With wisdom comes great responsibility. Amen. And we saw that, and David said, I'm sorry, keep saying David, and Solomon said that all that we do, it flows from our heart. And that was what God had saw, the heart of Solomon. And because it was truly seeking God and truly wanted to honor God, he said that even the things that you did not ask for, I will give those things to you. I will give them to you. You did not ask for those, and I will still give it to you. We're talking about with wisdom comes great responsibility. And as we have knowledge and as we know, we need to begin to start praying for the people that are around us. Amen. And what King Solomon being in high, he has a high position, governing over the people, king of the people. We need to really pray for the president, pray for the people in politics who are governed over us. Amen. That it will be people around them that help lead and guide them into not manipulating and not taking advantage of the people that they are serving. Amen. Amen. Whew. So, wisdom. Many people think that they cannot obtain wisdom. Many people think, as I said before, that you may think that you can't obtain this wisdom and that it's not for you, but that's foolish. Amen. Wisdom is given freely. Wisdom is all around. And not even, let's just get away from the Bible, right? You can ask your librarian, your local librarian, and they will tell you that, they will tell you how many people come in. So many books there where you can learn so many things. People do choose not to read. People choose not to seek knowledge and seek wisdom and seek understanding. Amen. And if you can tell your friends, if you are on, please tell your friends to use the 319 number. Amen. Amen. So if you would turn with me to Proverbs 1:20 verses. Chapter 1, verses 20. And many people, this is another thing, because we go over a lot of scriptures, as I said before. Many people ask me this. Even some may be Christian, and one person who, I don't know, I think they were atheists or they believe in the universe, they ask me, why do I keep going back to the Bible. Why do I always refer to the Bible? Let me tell you this. The Bible is my foundation. The Bible keeps me from falling, keeps me from falling and tripping over and just going into my own understanding. This Bible is my foundation. Amen. This Bible leads and guides me into righteousness. Amen. So, Proverbs chapter 1, verses 20 says, wisdom calls aloud outside. She raises her voice in the open squares. Amen. She cries out, and I'll read 21. She cries out in the chief concourses at the openings of the gates in the city. She speaks her words. How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? For scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Amen. Fools hate knowledge. So, knowledge is always there, and the wisdom is always there, and it's calling out. And Solomon refers to wisdom as a woman. She. And this, when it said that wisdom calls aloud outside, she raises her voice in the open square. And it just reminds me, when we are running busy, when this world is slowly picking back up, I have a feeling after this election is going to pick up quicker, things will begin to open. But it just reminds me of our busy schedules and the schedules that we have, and we don't have time to seek God. We don't take time to wake up early to pray to God and to ask God for guidance in our day, guidance in our work. So when it says that she cries out aloud in the squares, in the courts of the squares, it reminds me of us just going, being busy about our day, going quick, busy. We're about going about our day, and we ignore the word of God. So many times, like, God is calling out to us. God is giving us revelation. It can be like us just being late for work, and we just like, oh my gosh, why today am I late to work, or why is there so much traffic? But it's God speaking to us. Or you may not have time to speak to someone because you're in a rush. But so many times we are in a rush and we miss the word of God. We need to take time to seek God in the morning, seek God in the evening, and even if you have time throughout the day, seek God. See, this wisdom is not just for our own. This wisdom is to draw lost souls to the kingdom of God. Amen? This is not just ours. It's not our own. So wisdom is always there, and it's freely given. And those who forsake wisdom, they are foolish. They are foolish. Many people say that there is no God. But it's evident that there is a God, and they choose to be fools. And that's just it. With wisdom comes great, great responsibility. And I like that King Solomon, I keep calling him David, King Solomon uses, I'm sorry, I like that King Solomon asked that the Lord would give him that wisdom, would give him that knowledge. Many of us do have the knowledge, but we don't know how to apply it. We have so much, and it may just be to fulfill prideful things. I remember this happened probably a couple of summers ago, and I was just, somehow, whenever my siblings, the conversations could go, you know, reminiscent a lot of ways, and then we just got on the conversation and just speaking about God, and I remember just speaking and just saying all these things, and one of my older brothers, he was just, like, amazed, and he was just like, wow, you know so much, and I didn't get boastful in that moment. And there's some people that get boastful, and they think that now all the knowledge that God has given them, they're starting to think that it's coming from them. But it did make me feel happy, and then it just calmed myself to begin to teach what I know. And I held up a piece of paper. I don't know where this piece of paper came from. And I just held up, before I held up the paper, it was like a regular piece of, like, printing paper. And I just placed a dot on that printing paper, a small little dot, and I stood a distance from him. And I held it up, and I was just like, do you see that dot? And he was like, no. And I pointed to it, and I put it closer. And he's like, yeah. So I stood back again. I said, I'm that dot on the paper, and that's as much as I know. That's as much as I know that the Lord, and it's more, this white is greater knowledge that I do not even know. So all my knowledge is coming is what God reveals to me, what he allows me to see. came in. And he was just like, that encouraged him. So we have to be mindful of how we're putting this knowledge out and not to be boastful and not to gain our own pride. So if I would have been like, yeah, I know a lot, that would have turned him away, even from me even just giving knowledge ever again. He may be like, who does she think she is, whatever the case may be. However people say things, that would have been it. So with wisdom comes great responsibility. And King Solomon, as I said, he was one of the wisest kings, and he wrote books such as he wrote Proverbs, Songs of Songs, and Ecclesiastes. And I always struggle with that word. And he wrote that. So I just want to go back to the scripture of the night. And that's from chapter 1, verse 18 of Ecclesiastes. Amen. And it says, for in much wisdom is much grief, and he who increases knowledge increases sorrow. So as we saw in 1 Kings chapter 3, that God has given King Solomon wisdom and what to do and how to govern his people. And in this book of Ecclesiastes, he sees that since he has this knowledge, since he has this understanding, he knows the things that he should be doing. And not only do he know the things that he should be doing, he also knows the things that other people are supposed to be doing, and they are not. They are going with their own wisdom. They are going with their own knowledge and their own understanding. They're leaning on that on their own. And he sees the calamities that men are falling, that men and women, that they are falling into on a daily basis. So it brings much grief. And I can only imagine what those who have prayed for me to just ask for me to change my life, what grief that they saw in me, because I understand. Those with wisdom, you understand when you see, you know, when you see young people, you see your peers and you see them and they're not following the things of God, and you just become with so much grief. And all you can do is ask God, pray on their behalf, and all you can do is ask God to teach you a way to give them the word so that they too will have the opportunity to come to Christ. Amen. We all have a time and we all have a place, and it's important that once we gain this knowledge and once we gain this wisdom and understanding, that we share it with the world. And with me, even gaining knowledge, even gaining wisdom and understanding, so long have I kept it for myself. So long do I remember when I first came to Christ in 2015, I just wanted, I wanted to look like just me sitting in my room and me just being with God by myself and me just shutting the world out. And it's good. When you first come to Christ, it's so good to be alone and seek him and shut out the world just so you can align yourself with him, just so you can know who he is in truth and in spirit, so you won't be manipulated, so you can know him for yourself, so you won't be getting secondhand faith. That's what I like to call it, because so long I was living on secondhand faith off my mom and other family members that gave the word. So it is important for you to seek God alone. But then God told his, Jesus told the disciples, you know, go out, give the good news. Amen. So when you keep it to yourself, you're being foolish, and you have this great knowledge and this wisdom. It's very foolish to do that and not to warn people. Amen. We are light of this world, and we must follow. So with Solomon, he was grieved very much because he obtained so much, because he known this knowledge, and God had given this because it was needed to govern his people. And he saw all that they were following after their own heart. That, as I said, the heart, without God, the heart is deceitful. And they were following after things, engaging in idle things, and whatever that looks like today, just fornicating, doing drugs, lying, stealing, frauding, whatever you're doing, that's what it looks like in this day and age. That's what following after your own heart and following after your own will. And you know what's interesting about wisdom be called, being referred as she? It takes me back to the Garden of Eden where it was the tree of knowledge. Amen. And that Adam and Eve was not to go, they had dominion over everything in that garden. But they were not to eat anything of the tree of knowledge. And the serpent slithered his way in, whispered a few words to Eve, the woman. And we all know that story. The reason why we face so much calamity, so much trials, tribulations because of that great fall. But now that we are on, now that we have free will, we have free will. And God has given us wisdom. As I said, it's always there. The wisdom is there. If we seek, if we ask for that wisdom, we will receive it. And with this free will, with this free will and us obtaining knowledge, we're able to seek the, we're able to act in a way where we can implement the knowledge that we receive from Christ and how we're to go out about in this world. And I said that it's funny because in Ecclesiastes and Solomon is seeing the fall of man, Eve did not understand her will, her purpose in Christ for her to eat from that tree, eat the fruit from the tree of knowledge. And that's so many what people do when they decide to be in foolish ways. You do not know the plans that God has for you. You don't understand the plans that he had for you. But in Jeremiah, my Bible tells me that God has great plans for me. And yes, he has great plans for you, but you have to want those plans. And you cannot hold on to the world and try to hold on to God because you're going to be spread thin. You cannot be lukewarm. He will spit you out. So we have that knowledge and that power that God has given. Amen. Referring to in this wisdom, and now God has given us another opportunity referring to woman as being wise. Referring to wisdom as she. And that's why so many of our mothers are so wise. They just have this motherly instinct. They just have woman, period. But it's something about mothers who just, they just know when something, listen, they know when something is wrong. They know their child. And what's that? So this is telling me that wisdom, you will know what God has for your life. And not only the plans that God has for your life, you will know what to do with this knowledge and understanding. And you will know that this wisdom is not for your own, that this wisdom is to gain lost souls. Amen. If we do have any callers on the line, you can press pound, and I am here. If you have any questions, if you are too shy, I know we have some shy people, you can always, if you have my number, you can always text me. I'm here. Press pound, and I'm here. Amen. So with wisdom comes great responsibility. And as I said, if you don't know how to obtain wisdom, you just ask God. You just cry out for it. You just cry out to him. And ask God for that. As I said, God is a good God. He gives good gifts. He cannot be evil. Amen. I'm sorry, press one. Excuse me. I don't know what's going on tonight. I'm not using my wisdom. Press one. Press one. If you are calling, if you would like to speak to me at any chance, press one. Have any comments? Press one. Thank you. So as I was saying that if you lack wisdom, you can always ask God to give you wisdom. And first in James chapter 1, verse 5, it said, God, it said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. So it's like that, ask It's like that knock and a door will be open. Ask and you will receive. So this is the same thing. Ask for wisdom. And these are the things that God truly wants us to ask for. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't ask for the house. We shouldn't ask for the car. But if we truly seek wisdom, we will not spend our time on praying those prayers that we know we can attain. Because the Bible tells us that if you're not lazy, if you are working and things like that, you will be able to obtain those things, those things of that satisfy the flesh, to be honest, you know, the things that will get us around in the world. So with that wisdom, you will know that, okay, if I work, if I'm not lazy, I will produce much. If I'm abiding in Christ, my fruits will be shown. I will produce great fruits, and I will never be without. It will be an overflow that where I'm able to even give to others. Amen. So we ask freely for God to give us that wisdom. Amen. It's available to all of us. It's available. She's crying out. She's calling out. Wisdom. There she is, calling out. And you know what was crazy? Like, I remember being in high school, and even when I was in high school, I wasn't following Christ. As I said before, I was leaning on secondhand faith, and I would just call out to God whenever things would go wrong. I'm going to just be honest. Like, whenever things would go wrong or whenever I wanted something, I would just call on to God. But he would actually hear me because it was coming from my whole heart. It was coming truthfully. And it was and I would ask God to lead, like, just to, if this person is right for me or if this person isn't right for me. And it seemed like when it comes to, like, a spouse or something, like, God would give it to me, like, that revelation, that understanding, that wisdom, he would give it to me right away. It would come right away like that. And it was other things that he would give revelation to me, but I wasn't truly in tune. She's not ready for this peace yet. But whenever I would ask for those things with my whole heart, even just in God just leading and guiding me in college, throughout college, and just to get me through, it was a few semesters, especially towards the end, where I did not know financially, I just didn't know if I could make it through. But if you're truly seeking, he will give that to you. And even in that same prayer, I was just asking God who I should be with, because that's what once you seek God and you have that wisdom, you won't even have to ask God who you should be with. You will start saying that, nope, his fruits are not producing the things of God. He may say this, but his fruits are not producing. Nope, done. Amen. Amen. And I remember, as I was saying, like, I remember another time where I said the same thing, and it was a quick prayer. It was not long. It wasn't drawn out. It was just a quick prayer, and I just said, Lord, reveal the heart of this person to me. And as I said before, their heart, that's what God looks at, and only God knows what's in the heart. When you're praying in your heart, you don't want anybody to hear your prayers, and you don't want your prayers interrupted. Just pray in your heart, truth and in spirit. Amen. And I was just asking God, like, reveal who this person is to me. And it's funny, I forgot that prayer I prayed, and a couple of days into that week, I spoke to that person, and that person, it was, you know, called me, and we were just talking, and it came out of nowhere where the person began to spill their hearts to me, and the person began to tell me, like, even deeper things that I didn't even ask God for. And when you're seeking with your whole heart and you're asking for wisdom, it's just like what Solomon did. God will give more. So more was given than I asked about this person. So I knew that what that person said, I was just like, I knew that this person wasn't for me. I knew that this person didn't align with my purpose in life and with the calling that God has called me to do. So with obtaining wisdom, with obtaining knowledge and understanding, you will know the calling on your life. You will know that what God has for you is for you to prosper, and it's all great things and good things. I'm not saying that you won't suffer things, because we're not exempt from the trials of this world, the tribulations that will come, but you will have peace in the midst. Let me tell you about the peace that I have even in this pandemic. Even in all the other crazy things that are going on in this world, I have peace. I lack nothing. I can truly say I lack nothing. Amen. And with great wisdom, we must share that with other people. And one of the things, aside from knowing the plans that God has for us, God wants us to win souls. In Proverbs 11:30, it says, let me turn to Proverbs 11:30, King James Version. And it says, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he who wins souls is wise. That's that fruit. What I say, you will be known by your fruits and what you produce. And it's the tree of life. God is referred to the tree of life, and that's why we are to abide in him. And the fruit of the Spirit is that love, is that peace, is that patience, is that self-control, is that joy. That will be shown. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. So that will be shown. And he who wins souls is wise. There you go. He who wins souls is wise. So we are to win souls. We have that great knowledge, and we have that understanding. And we know how to go out and to win souls, and we know that it's not for our own good. We know that it's not for our own glory. We know that it's truly to fulfill the kingdom of God, amen, to draw lost souls to him. There's so many people out in this world, and I don't want you to draw lost souls just to get them through this season. No. Let them know the truth of God. Amen. I'm not going to bribe you into coming into Christ. No way. James, turn with me to James chapter 5, verse 19. Excuse me, I lost my place. Amen. And if you would like to call in, if you would like to speak, press 1. I apologize earlier for the misunderstanding, but you will press 1 to call in. And with that, we're all to win souls. How do you think I got here? If it wasn't to, if we can't get tired, we can't get worried. And I'll go with verse 18 of James chapter 5, verse 18 and 19. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. Brethren, if any among you wanders from the truth, someone turns him back. Let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his ways will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins. Amen. So in James chapter 5, verse 18 to 19, it says, and he prayed again, and this is Paul, and he prayed again. I'm sorry, James, this is James, and he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. There we go with the fruit. Amen. And those fruits will be produced. Don't stop praying. Don't ever give up on somebody. You are the same way. Don't ever think that no one is praying for you. Don't ever think that God do not want you to serve in his kingdom. This is here for everybody. And those who do not turn away from wisdom, you are not a fool. So seek wisdom. And if anyone among you, so those who are among you and you see them doing wrong, that I'm telling you, now that things have changed, times have changed, and there's no more community, people are not correcting the youth. If you see someone, and I understand, I get it, because sometimes you can lose your life trying to or get into fights, and I've seen it on the internet and things like that. But if you can correct them and ask God to give you the wisdom and understanding where they can use it, where you can use it, where they will understand what you're saying. And it said those who win souls that they are wise, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his ways will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins. And this is love. This right here is love. If you can turn someone away from sin so they won't die, and this is going back to the Garden of Eden where man fell and then sinned. And then once they fell, sin was upon them. They were going to perish. He said, truly you won't perish, meaning that you won't physically die, but spiritually, that sin spiritually, you will die. And some of our sins may cause us into a physical death. Amen. So with that being said, I want to just get into the call of salvation. Amen. This is my favorite part of the show where lost souls can come to the knowledge and the understanding and the wisdom of Christ. If that is you, you went back and forth and you didn't know what to do, where to go. You have one foot in, one foot out. Many people say that God is this and God is that. He doesn't exist. But you're like, I'm ready to know him on my own. No more will I have secondhand faith. I'm ready to get the wisdom from God. So I don't want to be foolish and lean on my own understanding, but I want to know what God has for me because he created you. I'm telling you, it doesn't matter what you've done. God is here. He will accept you with his whole arms, with everything, with everything. He's going to pull you in. Amen. He has given his son, Jesus Christ, who has died on the cross for you, who has resurrected for you, meaning that all that you have lost will be resurrected. Wherever you feel dead at, wherever you feel lonely at, wherever got you in this place, God will resurrect it. Jesus has died on the cross just for you. He is truth. He is spirit. Amen. All you have to do is say that, I believe, Lord, I'm ready to follow you, Jesus Christ. I want to come into your knowledge and understanding. Where the wisdom that you, the teachings that you have taught your disciples, I want to know those teachings without having to be told a parable. Amen. Come with your whole heart because God sees. Say, Lord, I trust you as my personal Lord and Savior. I repent of every sin. And to repent is to turn around, turn away from your sins. No longer do I want to be that person. I want to walk with you. I want to abide in you. I want to be a part of your family. I want to abide in that tree so my fruits will be shown, so I can have that love, that peace, that joy, so I can have self-control. And if you believe that, if you confess with your whole heart, then you are saved. You are saved, and I just want you to be wise to leave those people that brought you into sin and brought you into calamity. Distance yourself. Begin to seek God. Get into a Bible-believing church and find one online because I don't know if any are even open right now. Amen, and use the Word of God as a foundation. I would like to bring Brother Rob on for any announcements.
Yes, real quickly, I'll go ahead and do the announcements. This is a product of Purpose Kingdom Network, and I'd like to thank each and every one of you for calling in tonight, listening to tonight's show. Whether you're listening to us online, I'd like to thank you so much for supporting this here Purpose Kingdom Network and continue to share with friends and family members. If you want to contact us here at Purpose Kingdom via email. You can contact us at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com where you can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say a hello or just let us know that you turn your life over to Christ and we gladly share the news. Anytime you want to hear any of our past or previous broadcasts, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. Where you simply type in the host name or the show name, you can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. We also invite you to like us on our Facebook page, which is under Purpose Kingdom, where you can see our upcoming shows and advertisements. We're also on Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and iTunes, where you can also hear any of our past or previous broadcasts. With God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for the Healing Hour, hosted by Reverend Arthur Burgess III. Once again, with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening for the Healing Hour, hosted by Reverend Arthur Burgess III. Also, we are aware of our listeners that are calling our 319-527-6091 number, and they are probably experiencing or getting messages. We're looking into the situation, and just be patient. We just thank you so much for your support. And with that being said, Sister Dominique, I'm turning the show back over into your hands.
Thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord. So, yes, I pray that that you do come into the knowledge and know that even if you lack knowledge, you can always ask God for it, as mentioned before. And it's important for us to know that once we receive this knowledge that we should keep obtaining knowledge. We should not just stay in one place. We should not just settle in one place. Because when we first come into the wisdom and the knowledge of Christ, we are, it said, it's like the word is like milk. And then as we grow, as you know, just like an infant would drink milk, and as we grow, we will be able to take on and chow down on the meat. Amen. So we should not just stay at the milk part of the word. We should want to grow where we're able to get into the meaty things. Amen? We're able to get in that meaty thing. So I'm not going to go like this is great. We'll end here. And just remember that God wants us. This wisdom is not for us. It is truly, truly for us to understand the purpose that God has for us, the plans that he has for us, that we will go out into the world and we will spread the good news of Jesus Christ, that others will follow him, that we will begin to build up the kingdom of God, especially during this day and age, especially during this time where people are just leaning on their own understanding, where people are just doing their own thing, especially our youth, where they are becoming more and more distant from God, is important for us to continue to spread that word in every part of our life, every aspect of our life. And I know sometimes when we're at work, we cannot really speak of our faith, but it's important that we show it with our actions, how to deal with other people. Amen. And it's for us to just to bring lost souls and to know the plan that God has for us. So I pray, my prayer is that we will all seek wisdom and that we will not just keep it to ourselves, that we will use it for good and that we will just begin to pray for this world, that we will pray for the president. We will pray for just what's ahead. Lord, give me wisdom and understanding for the things that are to come and how I should prepare. Amen. So until next time, deuces.
Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose.
Devil wanna see me down, I will not lose.